Good morning, church. Beautiful song Tony sings there. You know, we all know people like that. We've known them down through the years. Is that right? Went to church with them down through the years. They unselfishly gave of themselves, unselfishly. You know, you never knew what they were doing. And you know what? You never knew it till after they were gone. And then you knew what they did. But you know what? I just thank the good Lord that I've known people like that down through the years, and I know you have too, and I just praise God for that. I'm glad to see that no one got blown away from yesterday. Glad to see that you're all here. Hope everything's okay. I know there's been some down power lines and a lot of other things that's happened. But I think of the verses of Scripture yesterday whenever I was over in I think it's 2 Kings 19 chapter, where it said that it talked about God. It said that he sent Elijah out on the mountain, and he said that this strong wind came and tore the rocks asunder. He said he wasn't in that. Said there was an earthquake, he wasn't in that. And he said there was a fire, and he wasn't in that, but he was in a still small voice. You know, praise God for that still small voice that he has given to each and every one of his children, that he talks to us, he guides and directs us with that still small voice. And I thought about that yesterday as the wind blew. I just praise God that He got us through it, and I tell you what, I'm just thankful He gets us through the storms in life. Amen. I'm going to talk about Ernest T. Bass of the Bible. Anybody know? You know who Ernest T. Bass is? Anybody in here? No. I'm sure most of you in here have seen the Andy Griffith Show. If you haven't, you know that's fine. But Ernest T. Bass was a guy that wanted attention. Well, you know how he got attention? He would pick up a rock and he would throw it and he'd break out windows. Remember? That was the whole scenario of the thing. He'd come down out of the mountains. He's wanting to get a wife or whatever it was. And to get attention, he would throw a rock through a window. But anyway, we're going to be talking about a guy in the Bible, Simei. We're going to be talking about him a little bit today and what I want to bring across here this morning to it. But if you would, turn to 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. 2 Samuel chapter 16, verse 13. And just stay there because I'm going to go down through all of it here in just a little bit as I go through it. But anyway, when you get there, let's stand, if you can, this morning, and let's read God's Word in honor of His Word this morning. 2 Samuel 16, verse 13. By the way, hello to everybody out in the cars. Ron, Tink, Mike, Stephanie, whoever else is listening out there. Maybe out up on the hill, maybe Dale Mary is listening. I just welcome you here this morning and praise God that you're here this morning with us. 2 Samuel 16, 13. And as David and his men went by the way, Shimei went along on the hillside over against him, cursed as he went, threw stones at him, and cast dust. Now, I want you... Before I turn you loose on it, before I turn loose on this, how many people in here has ever been criticized? Oh, if you've been criticized, you know, I'm telling you, you probably have never all at once been cursed at, thrown stones at, or maybe even cast dust on. Maybe you haven't, I don't know. But I'm telling you, we've all in here, there's a way that we can take criticism that's good, and there's a way that we shouldn't take criticism. David did, but that's not what I'm going to... This is just another sermon within the sermon here. Can I tell you this morning? You know, can I tell you this? I've been criticized before in my life, and I've taken it wrong, and I've taken it right. And I'm going to tell you this. You know what? My grandparents always told me this. You know what? Sometimes you need to eat crow. You know what I'm saying? But eating crow is okay as long as it's fixed all right. Amen? Amen? Amen. Sometimes if it's not fixed right, crow's hard to swallow. Let us pray. Father, as we come, Lord, this morning, I come with thanksgiving in my heart, Lord. I come praising you this morning for the opportunity I have, Lord, to stand here, Lord, and before the church and before these people, Lord, I just praise you for that, Lord. I ask you, Lord, to just be with each and every heart. I pray, Father, that, Lord, that you would open up the minds and, Lord, that you would open up the hearts and that, Lord, that we would, Father, that all things, Lord, that you know you would have your way, that you would have your will here this morning, and that, Lord, that you would get me out of the way. That's the most important thing. And, Lord, we will praise you for that, and we ask it in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and thank you. Thank you. Now, a little backdrop to the story here. This is David. He's on his run for his life, actually. And he has his mighty men. If you read back through the chapter, and I encourage you to take and start at the first of the about verse 5 of this chapter. And whenever you come back down through, it tells the whole story. Well, as he's coming, he's running from his son Absalom, David is, and he's got his mighty men with him. And do you all remember the story about the mighty men? These guys are pretty awesome, actually, the ones that went with David. Some of the things that they did, we talked about that. So he had his men with him. And as he goes out of town, this Simei starts in on him. He comes out of a cave or a place where he's living there, and he starts cussing him. He starts throwing rocks at him. Then when he gets to the point where there's nothing else to throw at David, he just starts throwing dust up in the air at him. And telling him, he said, you're a bloody leader, and just goes on and on and on. But the thing that I loved about this the most was the one of these mighty men said, what has this dog got to do with you? Just let me go over and cut his head off. He said, just let me go and cut his head off, and let's be done with him. And David says, no. He said, listen, if God has told him this, if God has told him this, he said, who am I or who are you to discourage what God has to say? So before I get into what I want to preach about this morning, again, I want to go back to what I'm talking about taking criticism sometimes. You know, sometimes God will give us the person in our lives, Mary, to give us criticism sometimes. Amen? And sometimes what God does is he sends a person that way, Greg, and he tells us, listen. He said, listen, this is something that you're doing or something that's going on that maybe you could do a little bit better. Isn't that right? But sometimes if we're not like David, we just want to go and cut their head off and say, listen, I don't want to hear it no more. Right? Well, David wasn't like that. That's why the Bible says David was a man after God's own heart. You know, sometimes, brothers and sisters, and this is not what I even want to preach on. This is something the Lord has just showed me here this morning. Sometimes, brothers and sisters, when somebody sends somebody our way to give us good advice and maybe some good criticism, it would behoove us not to cut their head off, but to listen to what they have to say. Because more or less what David is telling his mighty man there is, there's some truth in what that man's trying to say to me. But anyway, that's not the direction I wanted to go with this morning. God has showed me something else with this. I thought about this. I know there are people in this church this morning that have, the enemy has cursed you. I know there's some people in this church this morning where the enemy has thrown stones at you. And I know there are some people in this church this morning where I know that the enemy has just tried to throw dirt over top of you and some dust on you and bury you. But can I tell you something this morning? Praise God this morning. When the dust settles, God is still God. Let the enemy throw the dust. Let him throw the rocks. Let him do whatever he may do. But can I tell you this morning, when it's all said and done, Tony, when everything's all said and done, praise his name this morning, when the dust settles, we're still serving the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. That's what we're doing. I don't know what you're going through here this morning. I know what I have had to face here in the last month or two, and it's nothing compared to what some people have had to face in their lives. I don't even compare to that. But I know that there are people in this church that you hear me. Let me say this. You may be thinking this morning, you know, I don't know what I'm going to do. There may be stuff in here you're going through. You may be thinking that you'll never recover from it. But can I tell you something? When the dust settles, God is still God. I guarantee you, Michelle, whenever you started down the path with cancer, brother and sister, when the dust settles, God is still God. Amen. Amen. God is still God. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know what you're going to face this week. But can I tell you something? Can I tell you this? The devil's going to stir up as much trouble as he can stir up, Doug. He's going to throw as much dust in the air as he can throw. And he's going to try to tear you down. But whenever it settles down, God's still in control. He's still in control. I don't know what it may be. I don't know what you're going to have to do or face. But I do. God has sent me with that message this morning. As I read this, like I said, we could go so many different directions with this morning. I could go, but God has impressed it upon me to let you know that whenever it all settles, praise His name, we still serve Him. We still will serve Him no matter what goes on. You know what? There are people that want to curse at you. The devil doesn't want you to have blessings in your life. He doesn't want you blessed. The devil, the enemy, wants to make sure that you are cursed with as much as, against you as he can throw against you. And I'm going to tell you this. There are times as you walk through this life, there are going to be people that are going to throw stones at you. They're going to throw them at you. They're going to try to throw. The Bible says that fiery darts of the devil, right? We that's what we put on the whole armor of God for, right? To withstand the fiery darts of the devil. Listen, there are going to be stones thrown at us sometimes. And whenever the devil thinks that you're down and out and you cannot go a step further, he's going to start trying to throw the dirt on you. He's going to think that he has buried you. He's going to think that, you know what, I'm going to throw the dust up in the air. And you know what, if that's all he's got left to throw at us, can I have a word of praise here this morning? For the people where the devil has thrown the rocks at, where he has thrown the dust upon, but praise God, when the dust settled, we come through shining like gold. Amen? Praise His name this morning. Because when the dust settles, God is still God. Amen. They want to bury you. They think you're done. They think that there's no hope for you. Praise His name this morning. I'll tell you. Well, you say, what if sickness comes and sickness takes you out of this world? Listen to me. To be with God is better than anything that could ever happen down on this earth or will ever happen on this earth. Absolutely. You say, well, you know, I that's not what I prayed for. Listen to me. Understand this. Pray that God's will be done. Pray that God will heal. Pray that God will do all those things. And God can do it. But in the end, if He doesn't do it, praise His name, the dust will settle and I'll be in glory land one day. Everything that's happened, listen, we all know what's happened the last 3 years. We faced COVID, we faced all this stuff. As a church, we faced all those things. But can I tell you, we've had people leave the church, we've had people come into the church. You know what I say, when the dust settles, God is still God, the church is still the church, and you know what, we have to go on. We have to get in the fight, get on the firing line, and stay there. Let the devil, let the heathen rage. Praise His name this morning. When the dust settles, God is still there. This church is still here. We're still here to try to get the message out to a lost and a dying world that Jesus still saves. When the dust settles, listen, the devil's wanted us to get our eyes off the prize. That's what his main goal was, is for us to get our eyes off the prize. You know what the prize is? You know why? Listen, I want this church to have to be full as much as you do. The brother said, I would rather have two or three gathered in His name, praying in His name, believing in His name, where two or three are gathered in my name. He said, I will be in the midst of it. Listen, there have been some churches that I've been in that had a handful of people in it, but the Spirit of God was so strong in that church, you wouldn't believe how strong it was in that church because they were two or three people gathered there in the name of the Lord. Praise His name. When the dust settles, God is still there. He's still there. Listen, regardless of how much, I thought, you know what knocks down the dust the best? It's a good rain. Amen. It's a good rain. Remember Elijah? He prayed, and for a space of three and a half years, it didn't rain. Didn't rain. But then they had the old battle with the prophets of Baal, and you know how all that went. And after it was all said and done, he told Ahab, he said, Ahab, I hear the abundance of rain. Can I tell you something this morning? That this is just this preacher talking to you. Church, I hear the abundance of rain coming. Amen? The dust is going to settle on all these troubles and all these trials in this church one day. And I believe that we are going to come through better than what we are now. And I believe this morning that whenever we come through, the rain's going to come, the Spirit's going to continue to fall, and brothers and sisters, we will be what God wants us to be. And I praise His name this morning that whenever the dust settles and the rain comes, praise His name this morning, God is still going to be God. And we've got to be ready and prepared to do it. Listen, I got to say during that 3.5 years, it probably got pretty dusty. Don't you agree, Alita? It probably got pretty dusty there. Don't you think that people weren't griping at Elijah and complaining and doing all those things? But can I tell you something? God takes care of his people. God takes care of his people. Elijah was fed by the raven and is at a brook until the brook about dried up. Then he was sent to a widow woman. He was took care of there. And then whenever it was time, I like this. You know, sometimes we think that we just need to snap our fingers and God should just answer just like that, right? You know what? God sent his servant out 7 times. He said, you go out there 7 times and look and see if you see a cloud in the sky. We know the story. On the 7th time, he went out there and he said, it's a cloud the size of a man's hand. He said, get down out of here. The rain hadn't even started yet. There wasn't even a cloud in the sky other than that little cloud. He said, get down out of here because rain's coming. Can I tell you this morning? Get prepared. The abundance of rain is coming. The abundance of rain is coming. When the dust settles and it's all said and done, I praise God this morning that we will come through as of gold, as of refined. And you know what? It's not going to be 99.9%. It's going to be 100% pure. Amen? Praise his name this morning. He told Ahab, he said, get down out of here. He said, I hear the abundance of rain. And you remember the story. He said he outrun the chariot. God come upon him. He outrun the chariot and it started pouring it down. Whenever things break loose, I'm telling you, it will break loose. Amen? There's revivals going on. I just thought about this. There's revival. I read about one yesterday down at Baylor University down in Texas. They said the revival broke out down there at that college down there. That's a pretty decent sized college. It broke out down there, and he said, they said they just had 20 people get baptized here the other day. And I say, I praise the Lord for that. Revival, I hear the abundance of rain. Listen, the Lord has not come back to get his church yet. There is still hope. There's still hope for the lost. And it's going amongst the young people. I praise God. I want it to go amongst everybody. But praise God, whenever the young people get on fire and get to serving God and get coming to God, I'm telling you, things can get done. Absolutely. Praise his name this morning. I'm telling you this morning, no matter how dry and how barren things are in your life right now, hang on. The dust will settle. In James 5, 16 and 18, confess your faults one to another and pray one for another that you may be healed. The effectual fervent prayers of a righteous man availeth much. Elijah was a man subject to like passions as we are. Now get this. And he prayed earnestly that it might not rain. And it rained not on the earth for a space of 3 years and 6 months. And then in 18 it says, and he prayed again, and the heavens gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. How willing are you to get on your knees and pray for rain? I'm not talking about the physical rain out here. I'm talking about the spiritual rain on our lives. How willing are you to fast? How willing are you to really get on your knees and really pray that God will send the rain that is needed for us as a church, for you as an individual, for the people? The Bible says we are like, just like Elijah. We have like passion just like Elijah. What about us this morning? He prayed for 3 years that it wouldn't, 3.5 years and 6 months that it wouldn't rain. But then he prayed that it would. Are you willing this morning to pray that God will send revival? Are you willing to pray that God will send whatever it takes to bring abundance of rain and to settle the dust? I'm telling you, the enemy has thrown a bunch of it on us, has he not? The enemy doesn't have the last word in this. My Bible tells me, and I like this, the old timers used to say this, I've read the end of the book, and we win. Amen? I've read the end of the book, and we win as Christians. Listen, don't think right now that I know sometimes we kind of get the feeling that, you know what? What's going on out here in this world? Why is everything like it is? And why is it like it? Listen, God's got his hand on everything, and whenever the dust settles, my Bible tells me he's going to wipe away all tears. Amen. There's not going to be any more death. There's not going to be any more of this stuff. And I'm going to tell you right now, praise God, I am longing for the day that I see Jesus face to face. I'm longing for the day where my faith will be what, Greg? It's going to be sight. It's going to be sight. And then there's not going to be no more doubt about this. None. But praise his name. Like passion, the enemy doesn't have the last word. I believe in abundance of rain coming for the church. I believe it is coming. And I believe the dust will settle. It will settle. Sometimes, like I said, it doesn't happen overnight. We got to keep going back and praying and praying. I like the song Teresa sung there this morning. You know what? Our prayers have awakened the Master. Amen. Amen? Our prayers have awakened the Master. You believe that this morning? Listen, they prayed all night. They fasted. All night they prayed. And Jesus was in the bottom of that boat asleep. We know the story. And he got up and he said, "Peace be still." And the wind ceased. Can I tell you? One day the dust is going to settle. Belinda, if you want to get a song. One day the dust is going to settle. And it's going to be peace be still in our lives. It's going to peace be still as a church. It's going to peace be still. I'm telling you what. Can you imagine praising God for eternity? Can you even comprehend that? Praising him for eternity. Not even worrying about any of the nonsense we worry about down here sometimes. Just praising him for eternity. When the dust settles, amen, it's going to be that way. Praise his name this morning. If you got a need, please come up here this morning and let's pray. This is what this is about. Listen to me. You don't have to come up here. This salvation's awesome. I'd love to see everybody saved. But if you've got another need about something else, that's what this altar's for too. I'm not going to judge you or do anything else like that. If you come up here and pray, we'll pray with you.